Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Skye.
Today is the 21st of June and it is International Yoga Day. And it just so happens that we have our very own in-house yoga instructor, Kerry Miller.
The best.
So today, Kerry Miller will teach us. Hang on, let me just feel the music. Sorry. I went all Stacey and Spoo presenter search there. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes, you need to be calm here, Mike.
Bring it back. Kerry Miller will teach us the importance of breathing by illustrating the box breathing exercise. Kerry Miller?
So, you know what? We always make fun of this, and I know, and you guys, you take it in your stride, but I mean, a lot of my friends also just make fun, but I'm going to tell you honestly that if you have ever hurt yourself, and you know, you start playing rugby or whatever, the first someone says is breathe. Mm. When a woman's in labor, breathe. It always comes back to breath when your body is going through something. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we do is when you do mindful breathing, your whole body actually then gets involved. So you're not just doing this weird shallow breathing. Mm. And box breathing, which we're going to do today, has been, and this is, you can Google this, please, it's not just me telling you, it has been seen to reduce stress, improve your mood. It's an incredible treatment for things like anxiety disorder, panic disorder, PTSD, depression. It also helps with pain management. It's been used for years and years in the Marine Corps, the Navy, the SEALs. They all use this box breathing. And
is
again,
it hard to learn?
Please go and Google it. Go and look it up for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. But I'm going to show you very quickly. We're going to do three rounds together.
Okay.
So if you are in the car, you can still do this, but obviously don't close your eyes. You can do this standing. If you're doing it standing, keep your feet hip-width distance apart. Boys, as you're sitting there, keep both feet on the floor, a nice tall, straight spine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then your chin must be parallel to the floor. So often what happens is when we sit up straight, we either lift our chin, so now we're extending our neck too much, or we dip our chin, so then we're again compressing the throat. Okay. So you want your chin parallel to your ground or wherever you are seated right now, and be comfortable. Your hands can come to your lap. You can have your hands facing down or facing up, and that again is just dependent on what your body feels like. Okay.
Down.
Let your eyes close.
Okay,
if you are pregnant or have hypertension, you're not going to hold your breath. You're just going to breathe in and out.
Okay, so that's me, not pregnant.
Eyes are closed. Relax your forehead. Exhale everything out. We're going to inhale through the nose. Scar?
No, you say I'm
We're going to inhale through the nose. For 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep your breath in. Keep your eyes closed. Hold. Out of your nose. Exhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. Now hold your breath out. So hold your breath out. Just two more like that. Through the nose. Inhale for 4. Hold your breath here for 4 counts. Out of your nose, exhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold your breath out for 4. We're going to do just one more round. Hold your breath. Here we go. Biggest breath you've got. Inhale. Fill up your belly for 4. Inhale. 3, 2, 1. Hold your breath, but relax your shoulders. Even a smile maybe on your face. Hold your breath. Now let it go. Nose or mouth for 4. For 3. Let it go. For 2. For 1. Hold your breath out. Can you push out that last bit of carbon dioxide? Hold it. And now let's just have a huge breath in. And a sigh out of your mouth.
I feel great. That
I love you both.
And
so
how
much.
Often do we repeat that
hey,
process?
So that's yes, fun day.
Can I tell you something? You can breathe at any point in the day. Notice if you're in the traffic and it's just, you can, Jayshu's just told you the interview's closed and you want to just now wind something.
Yeah.
Take a box breath. Your children are annoying you. Take a box breath.
Yeah.
Something's happened at the shop. Take a breath. You know what happens when you take a mindful breath? You give yourself the chance now to respond instead of react. You become a better colleague, a better boss, a better child, a better parent, a better partner.
And one size fits all. I just want to check though, because I mean, in 90s and noughties, I really damaged, you know, sort of deviated symptom stuff. Party hardy, Marty. Is it different for me? Because I only have really one operational nostril at this stage.
Interestingly enough, Darren, is it your left or right nostril?
It's our right one that works.
Because your right nostril is actually the nostril we use when we want to engage our brain more. So we block the left nostril and just breathe in and out of the right nostril. If we want more energy, then you block the right nostril and breathe through the left nostril if you want to calm down.
Okay.
So you're going to be pumped for the rest of your life.
Well, there you go. So we will have this for you online as well so that you can go through this wherever you are. It is International Yoga Day. Give it a bash, man.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.